I once went to an Indian wedding and it was a really amazing experience. The preparation started weeks in advance, with all the food being made and the decorations being created and hung up everywhere. The house was prepared for hundreds of guests who were going to pass through over the next couple of weeks. The bride obviously sorted out what she was going to wear, bought her jewellery, had her makeup done on the day, and the groom as well had a particular outfit to wear. The bride wore a red sari, which is quite traditional, with lots and lots of gold jewellery, so much jewellery you wouldn't even believe it until you saw it. And the groom is also decorated with lots of gold. The house is decorated as well, the house where the bride lives. Normally the parents of the bride will host an engagement party and also put up their house for other relatives to stay in, because a lot of people will come from India to Britain for the wedding, so they'll need somewhere to stay. And the food also takes a lot of preparation. It's cooked not too far in advance, obviously, because it will go bad, but it takes a long time to cook it all, and all the aunties and all the relatives will help with the cooking. So all the kitchens of all the families involved will be full of food for a few days before the actual wedding. The weddings are never small. You never have a small wedding in an Indian family, because Indian families are normally really quite big, and all the distant relatives and all the family friends and everybody who you call auntie and uncle, even if they're not really related to you, there's normally loads of people. So these people will all be invited for weeks of partying and festivals and lots of dancing, lots of Indian music, again, lots and lots of eating, and everyone just has a really great time. And the actual wedding ceremony is only a tiny part of the celebrations. I mean, this might just be the one day, but the celebrations would go on for at least a week.